Three states and the District of Columbia are suing Google, accusing the company of deceptive practices related to tracking its users. The D.C. Attorney General, along with top justice officials from the states of Washington, Texas, and Indiana, announced their lawsuit yesterday. The AGs say Google has run afoul of state laws protecting consumers against such practices. Let's find out more with Robin Farzad. He's host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. And Robin, good to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Hi there, Anthony. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. So what exactly is being alleged here by the attorneys general?
That, you know, on the surface of it, you sign up for Google or Gmail or any one of its kind of panoply of offerings, that you believe that turning off, quote, location history settings would make Google stop tracking your whereabouts. But they are alleging that your location could still be ascertained by Google unless they also turned off another esoteric setting in the web and app activity section. I mean, this kind of brings to mind trying to explain this to my in-laws. And I think that's the kind of the gray area territory of it, that
right.
They're being called out by a bunch of AGs by dishonestly harvesting this so that they can make more money from advertisers. And the AGs are saying that now you should give those profits back.
I see. Now, Google disputes these claims. In a statement, they say, quote, "We have always built privacy features into our products and provide robust controls for location data. We will vigorously defend ourselves and set the record straight," unquote. Do you think there's merit to Google's defense that privacy settings have, after all, been offered to the users?
Well, for what it's worth, Google did face a similar lawsuit from the state of Arizona. A judge there was doubtful about the state's arguments. And I think that is what Google has been hanging its hat on, its defense hat, that for starters, you know, you can apologize, not ask permission, especially when users are not reading that gigantic boilerplate at the beginning. You're just hitting accept and move on. And this stuff is very hard to explain. I mean, I'm trying to boil it down for you. Imagine boiling it down for U.S. senators and others that are saying, yes, they acted nefariously. And if in the end they end up disgorging some profits, the company is this, you know, advertising behemoth worth more than $1 trillion. Is it really going to move the needle on them?
Yeah. So now I understand that users with Android phones experience the most tracking, but iPhone owners using Google Maps and other apps would also have been vulnerable. But we're talking here pretty much about the whole U.S. smartphone market. I mean, are these negative headlines starting to affect Google's bottom line?
Once you see it hit the tripwire of a bunch of senators in a bipartisan fashion say, we need to break up the monopolistic likes of Google and Facebook. You know, if you look at Facebook and WhatsApp, and it, you know, this is kind of an advertising duopoly. That's when you start to see the fear of God, when they suggest criminal implications for these activities. It's not just a, you know, slap on the wrist, and the cost of doing business with these guys is them paying massive fines and moving on and acting the same way with other programs.
Robin, we just have about 10 seconds left here, but what's sort of the next step in this case? What are you watching for?
I want to see if other states add on. I mean, it's certainly a ripe target to pile on and say, I'm taking on big tech. It's a pungent kind of bête noire right now.
Okay. That's Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thanks for joining us, Robin. Thanks for explaining this so clearly. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Anthony.